This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll tear your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Today on Turnbuckle Trash, Ajay and I get ready for Hell in a Cell. Chris on the Mat has Zane and Chris talking controversies in the WWE in this politically correct world that we live in. You never know when you're going to run into a fan of wrestling. ROH has a great TV main event, and Ultima Lucha just gets bloody. All coming up on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
Now it's time to go to school.
You mean like wrestling?
Yeah.
It's sort of like wrestling, except they ain't mad.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
It's like wrestling for fun.
Like wrestling.
Nothing like that.
This is unbelievable.
Wrestling fanatics everywhere around the world, welcome to Hell in a Cell.
Can you say that word on this podcast?
Yeah.
Cell.
Yes.
It's four letters. It's a four-letter word. Cell is a four-letter word.
Don't watch your language.
Sorry.
Grow up.
Never.
You're such a St. Louis Cardinal. You're so immature.
I beg my pardon. I mean, I beg your pardon.
Squeeze me, a baking powder. Dave Denton, Ajay Salveson, Zane Pearson will be joining us later on, and Chris Evans will as well. Welcome to Turnbuckle Trash. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not begin without sending our condolences to those in Las Vegas after a very tragic and horrific incident, a very selfish act of a man who took away 59 lives and injured hundreds others during a country concert. It's very sad. Our condolences out to those who are suffering, who have lost loved ones, whether it's sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, loved ones of any sort, our friends. Las Vegas, we are praying for you. We love you. You are always the brightest city in the country, and we hope and we know it will remain that way. If those who are listening want to donate in any way, want to help in any way, you can go to redcross.org and donate. They need blood. They need a lot of it right now.
They need money.
They need money. I mean, you want to talk about a restart over there, and it's happening in Las Vegas. And you know what's great is the reaction is that it's the day after it happened, or I guess the morning after it happened, there were thousands lined up in Nevada, all over the state, and man, I'm going to say all over the country, lined up to give blood and to donate. It's really, really, really tragic, and I'm not sure how to put it, and I know I don't sound eloquent right now, and I think you can understand why, because you can't comprehend incidents like this, and you can't put it in words. I know people have tried, and it's tough. And so once again on behalf of Dave Denton, Zane Pearson, myself, we send our condolences, our prayers, and our thoughts out to the city of Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's a real tragedy. I woke up on Monday morning, and I was going to work, and I heard something on the radio as I was driving in, and I just didn't know what to think. They just said, here's the incident in Las Vegas from last night. And I get to the radio station, the first thing I did, I wanted to find out what it was. And doing what I do for a living, and you've also done radio and doing radio, it is very humbling when you have to go on the air and you have to report something of such a magnitude, and you're trying to make sure that you have the right information, and information was changing all the time.
I can't even fathom Steven to this day. I mean, this happened, what, 3 days ago? And I'm still just blown away by the act and like you're saying, I woke up in the morning and I had no idea until I mean, for crying out loud, and this is how naive I am, Dave, I found out on Twitter.
Wow.
But it happened
so late on Sunday night.
Sunday night, yeah.
And then as you're waking up, that's why you
But you see the videos and you're like, how in the hell does someone just act like that?
You're sick in the head.
Yeah, and you can't understand, you can't put into words, and you can't comprehend it all. Listen, just get help if you need help.
Yeah, if you need help, find
please
it.
Please get it.
Anyway, that's, there's a lot of things that go through your mind when you hear things like that.
Well, those who were attending a Jason Aldean concert and were taken away, woke up in heaven to a wonderfully played Tom Petty concert.
Yeah.
Tom Petty did pass away from a heart attack. If I remember right, he's 60.
I think it was 64.
64.
And he had just ended a concert tour, and he said it was going to be his last. That's another tragedy. Just
so
what a talented man.
If you're Tom Petty, and I know you know what, Dave. You work at the 103.9, the Cool, and you played that music. That's you. That's your style.
Yeah.
Tom Petty brought a lot of. He brought people together during a very rough time, if I remember right. And
Anyway, there's a lot of good in the world. There's a lot of bad, and that's we just got to take the good.
Got to have some slice it in half, you know, and take the sweeter orange of it.
You know, we just take. And once again, if you're having problems, get help. Get help.
Yeah.
That move on his feet. The stray cat. Is he ready? Oh. Let's go to the match, please.
I'd like to get old Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and do a little work on you.
Tag me, please!
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
All the fans here, it's just two guys rolling around in spandex together, so.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Dave, I love running into people, friends that I've known for years.
Mm-hmm.
Who I had no idea were wrestling fans, and then finding out the wrestling fans. Mark Douglas again. Like I told you, and you guys have been able to meet Mark, who joined us on Turnbuckle Trash a couple weeks ago. He'll be joining us again soon to recap Hell in a Cell next week. But Mark Douglas, I remember sitting with him, and I was looking up WWE stuff. He's like, "You're a wrestling fan?" I'm like, "Oh, crap, he's going to make fun of me." Yeah, I'm a wrestling man. What's your problem? Well, no, I love wrestling. You do? You really like? Yeah, man. Macho Man Randy Savage was my guy. Hulk Hogan, I hate it. I can't stand him. Me neither. So we're screaming at the top of our lungs, 3 feet from each other, just talking about pro wrestling.
That's awesome.
I remember when WWE came to Salt Lake, Adrian Leiser, great, awesome. He's the executive producer of the Utah Jazz at 1280 The Zone. WWE was coming here, and we were chatting about, I was mentioning it, and... Adrian brought up a couple WCW wrestlers he likes.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, holy cow, Adrian, man, you and I probably don't get along, but I really like you now because you like pro wrestling.
Cool.
I love when that kind of stuff happens.
Well, you know.
Has that ever happened to you?
Well, yeah. It actually happened to me this morning. Yeah, this morning on my radio show on Cool 103.9, I was doing an interview with some people that are putting together a film and arts festival in Logan, Utah, coming up this weekend. And I'm interviewing them about this festival, and I get one of the guys onto the microphone, and I ask him a very serious question. And then he just completely breaks down right in the middle of the interview. And listen, I took a clip of it. Listen to this from my radio show on Cool 103.9, and that was on Thursday morning, October the 5th. This happened at about 8:45 in the morning. Here's the clip. And it looks like Mason is going to want to talk about that. Mason, what are the panel discussions, and what are they going to be doing?
Yeah, well, first, can I pause the conversation about that and point out the fact that you have an Undertaker calendar on your wall? Did you ever watch the Mankind versus Undertaker cage match?
I am a wrestling geek.
Okay, so obviously it's greatest match ever.
The greatest match ever.
Greatest hardcore match.
And by the way, this Sunday is the Hell in the Cell live pay-per-view.
Am I coming to your house for that?
Well, you are invited. So okay. Yeah, so yeah. I do have the network.
I'll split it.
Yeah, he must be a wrestling fan. That's good news there.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Unreal.
He looks at your poster and he's like, "Oh, hey, that's that calendar."
Yeah, the calendar of the Undertaker. And you know what? If I'm not mistaken, you gave me that calendar for Christmas last year.
So my wife gave me that for Christmas, and I was like, I think I know someone who might like it better.
Oh, so okay, so you can't, but don't say that. Yep.
Merry Christmas to you, by the way, Dave.
Ho, ho, ho.
So, yeah. No, that's awesome.
Yeah, that happened to me this morning, and it happens more than you can. There are so many closet fans out there, people that don't want to admit it. And he was actually, we were talking afterwards, and he was saying, you know what, I can't talk to most people about wrestling. They kid me. And I said, well, just tell them. You know,
so
hey,
what? Sue me.
Yeah.
Are you a Justin Bieber fan? Yeah, well, then shut your mouth, because you shouldn't even be a Justin Bieber fan.
Well, and I told this story once when I was in Laughlin, Nevada back in May.
Okay.
And I'm walking at the Aquarius Hotel and Casino. I'm going from the parking garage,
yep.
And I'm going into the casino, and somebody's in the elevator with me. Well, I'm wearing, and matter of fact, I think it's the same shirt I'm wearing today, the St. Louis Cardinal shirt. I think I've washed it a couple of times since. This guy says, oh, you're a Cardinal fan, huh? And I said, yeah, you're probably a Cub fan. So we were kind of going back and forth, just kind of joking with each other. And we're still kind of, kind of doing a promo on each other. Actually, you know, we're just, shooting, you know what? And all of a sudden, I hear "Glorious." It was his ringtone for Bobby Roode. That was his ringtone. And I said, "Are you a wrestling fan?"
No way.
And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "That's Bobby Roode's theme song." And so he and I sat there and we talked for about 10 minutes about professional. He's a big NXT fan. He loves Bobby Roode. Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. So have you ever had any other incident that come up?
Lisa, to the station.
Yeah, Lisa.
I love Lisa. She's a doll. If you haven't met Lisa at Cashway Radio, meet her. It'll
change
your life.
She's on our Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page now. So.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, didn't even know that she was
so
a wrestling fan.
I
just started talking with her at the station. And we were talking back and forth, and then she comes into the studio to hand me something. And Lisa works in the front office, by the way. And she handed me something, and I had a some kind of wrestling thing on my desk. I can't remember what it was. And she goes, "You a wrestling fan?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And she goes, "I love wrestling." So all this time, I thought she was on our Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page, and she wasn't until a couple of weeks ago, because I asked her, I said, "Haven't you seen the stuff I've been posting?" She goes, "I'm not on your Facebook page." So now Lisa is part of our Facebook page. She checks things out. She's going to listen to the pod. Hi, Lisa. And she's a big wrestling fan. Of course, she's a little. She probably had some time when she didn't watch it, but she still loves it. She loves watching it. She loves when I come in and tell her about the pay-per-views and everything. So that's kind of fun. And I was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yes.
On vacation.
There we go.
Now, okay, here's the story. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We've done all the touristy stuff, and we're actually looking for snacks to go back to the hotel room, sit there and eat all night long. And they had a little sale in their toy department on some of their WWE action figures. So I said, hey, $5 for an action figure, I think I'll do that, put it into my stuff. And I'm checking out, and the guy looks at it, and I think it was a Daniel Bryan figure. And he goes, oh, Daniel Bryan, you getting this for your kid? And I looked at him, I said, no, it's for me. And the kid started freaking out. He says, you're a wrestling fan? And I told him, I said, yeah, I do the podcast on Turnbuckle Trash. And he was a huge Lucha Underground fan. I mean, this young man loved Lucha Underground. And by the way, coming up in a few minutes, I'll be talking about Lucha Underground and their Lucha, Ultimate Lucha 3. Wild and crazy stuff. But I had that happen to me. And then once at a Home Depot here in Logan, Utah, I saw a doctor who's a urologist that has worked on me with some problems I had.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I have become pretty good friends, see each other every once in a while. And he introduced me to his wife. And the doctor talked to his wife. He says, yeah, Dave here, he is a big wrestling fan. And she kind of looks at me. She says, oh, really? Wrestling? Professional wrestling? Yeah, she says, well, I used to watch that. And I said, used to? Why don't you watch it now? She goes, well, I really like John Cena, and about the time he was feuding with, I think, Randy Orton when this happened. And she says, yeah, I know he's fighting Randy Orton. And she started talking about all the current storylines. So even if she's not watching wrestling, she was probably going and watching highlights every Monday and Tuesday to see what's going on in wrestling. So, yeah, you run into people all the time. And I think there's a lot of just closet wrestling fans. And one more. I got one more.
Yes, please.
Okay, there's a chain of burritos. Most of them are, I think they are in food trucks around mostly in the Midwest and West, Intermountain West, called Sweeto Burrito. Awesome food, by the way. Awesome food. But the Sweeto Burrito guys have a masked wrestler on their side, for like a luchador, you know, a lucha competitor. So I have a Lucha Underground t-shirt that looks just like their logo. And I decide I'm going to get some Sweeto Burrito, and I walk up with my t-shirt, and the owner of the food truck at the time, I thought he was going to spit out his milk through his nose. You know, he started laughing so hard, and he goes, "Where did you get that shirt?" And I said, "Man, I'm a fan of Lucha Underground wrestling." And he said, he just looked at me and said, "That looks just like our logo." I said, "This is Lucha Underground." He says, "Well, why did," he didn't even know what Lucha Underground was, but he knew what professional wrestling was, but he'd never heard of Lucha Underground. And then he looked at me, I made my order, and he says, "You know what? Anybody that can wear a shirt that has our logo on there like that, you got it free." So I got a big old honking meat burrito absolutely free just because I wore my Lucha Underground shirt. Yes!
What about you, listeners, Turnbuckle Trash fans, my trash heads? In fact, I actually kind of hear this from Chris Simmons because I know he talks wrestling with a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what I really... I want to hear from Chris. I want to hear from the rest of us, or rest of you guys. Have you ever ran into somebody or even known somebody, a friend or whoever, relative, that you didn't know was a wrestling fan and then out of nowhere you found out that they were? Mm. Who? And tell us what that story was. I want to hear about it. That'd and then we'll read the stories nice. On our next podcast. Yeah. I'd really be interested in hearing about that. That's cool.
That is cool. Before we get into our next segment, you know, we talked about some serious stuff at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about one more serious thing that I forgot to put into our stuff that we're
sure,
doing
go
today.
Ahead.
91-year-old Lance Russell passed away. Now, you've heard me talk about Lance. He was the announcer, the play-by-play guy for Memphis Wrestling for years. And I grew up with him. And one of the best wrestling commentators you've ever wanted to hear. If you can get on YouTube and you can find Lance Russell and Dave Brown calling Saturday Morning Wrestling in Memphis or his stuff at the Mid-South Coliseum. His style was unique. It was very folksy, but he knew what he was doing. He got involved in some of the matches occasionally and just a great ambassador for professional wrestling. But he did that because no one else wanted to do it. He was an executive at a TV station, and they were going to do the wrestling, and he couldn't find an announcer. And he had a little bit of a background, got that, and then he heard Dave Brown doing a radio show, an overnight radio show in Memphis, and he was talking to him because he worked in the same building, and asked him if he wanted to try it. And he said, "I don't know about the wrestling thing." And he says, "Well, if you want to learn TV, you're going to do wrestling." So Dave Brown said yes, and now Dave has been one of the stalwarts in Memphis as a weatherman for years. I think he retired about 2 years ago. But what a great voice. A childhood memory of mine, Lance Russell, passed away at the age of 91, and I cannot express enough thanks and enough just love to the Russell family for the talent the man had and the way he helped me understand this great endeavor we call professional wrestling. Thank you. Thank you very much, Lance.
Coming up, Lucha Goes Hardcore, Chris on the mat with Zane talking about controversy and Hell in a Cell predictions. Can't wait. So much good stuff coming up. That's Dave Denton. I'm LJ Salveson. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling? He was so good that he wore an outfit with the words "fair play" written across it. Like, "I'm so good, I don't even need to cheat to beat you." It's kind of my idol.
"You're changing your Depends over to diapers."
"I send them to deletion."
"Depends over to diapers."
"Delete! Delete!
Delete. During the intro, we were saying that Ultima Lucha has just gotten bloody, and it really, really has. What they have done with Lucha Underground is they've taken kind of like what would be their season finale and done it in 4 weeks. They've already had week one and week two. Week one had that incredible match that included Killshot and Dante Fox. And this week, it just got wild and bloody. This was week two of Ultima Lucha 3. In the opening match, it was a battle royal for a unique opportunity, as Dario always talks it. The battle royal was won by the Mac. Dario comes out of his office and says the Mac will fight for the Trios Championship with partners of Dario's choosing. Now those partners, Killshot and Dante Fox. Now, if you remember, those two beat the ever-living out of each other. You know what? If they don't come out with bandages all over their backs and walking very gingerly, I'll be shocked. I mean, that was such a physical match. So looking forward to that one. Then there's one of the most violent women matches I have ever seen. The match pitted Ivelisse returning to take on Katrina. Now, Katrina is the handler of Mills Muentes and has that magical stone there. Well, backstage, Jeremiah Crane has been having a flang with Katrina. Ivelisse found out just before the match, and she kind of kicked him right there in the Wachabies. It was a crazy women's match with the two going at it in the ring, outside of the ring, too. Katrina eventually locks herself in Dario's office, only to come out with a bottle, cracking it over Ivelisse's skull. Yeah, I mean, there was blood in a women's match. You don't see that very often. Most of the time, if it does happen, it's an accident. No, this one was there as, she was bleeding pretty bad. She got a second bottle to the head, too, and the battle went on for a while into the ring. And then Katrina goes after that stone that controls Mil Muentes. Ivelisse eventually gets the DDT for the win as she gets her revenge on Katrina. But as always happens in professional wrestling, a twist. Are you ready for the twist? Jeremiah Crane comes out and cracks Ivelisse on the ankle with a hammer. Now, I will tell you this, just me, I do not like the violence man on woman. I understand it was part of the storyline, so I'll just kind of leave it at that. So another match took place. Oh, man, you talking about a wild, wild match. It was the Moth's turn. Yes, Marty the Moth and Phoenix, mask versus hair, and what an incredible match it was. Back and forth until Marty throws Phoenix into a ring post where he hits his head on a post. And then the blood starts to pour. I am not kidding you. Blood was literally pouring out of Phoenix's head. A stream of blood pouring out of his head. Wow. It was unreal. Now, there was a point in the match where Mariposa, that's Marty's sister, a part of the Moth tribe, and she's down there on the floor, and Marty and Phoenix are fighting on the apron. There's a little spot where Phoenix gets up on the top turnbuckle and jumps off onto Marty and his sister Mariposa. Marty takes his sister and puts her in harm's way, and she takes the full brunt of the move by Phoenix. It was a great spot, and then Mariposa, after she composes herself, teaches Marty the Moth how to count to two. Yes, she used one finger on each hand to count to two. One finger. Get it? Yeah, she flipped him the bird. Yes, the Moth got the bird. So it was a wild, wild spot, and we're coming back to Mariposa. Don't think we're done with her yet. So back into the ring, you know, blood is just absolutely pouring out of Phoenix's head. He is a bloody mess. There's blood all over the ring, blood all over Marty the Moth. And then Marty goes over and grabs his trusty little lunchbox. And inside the yellow lunchbox with Aztec Pride on it, he pulls out a pair of scissors, goes over to Phoenix, and starts using it on Phoenix's head. At that time, Phoenix's girlfriend, Melissa Santos, jumps on the ring. Now remember, Melissa is also the ring announcer, and Marty has a thing for her. And Marty is threatening to use the scissors on Phoenix's throat. At that point, Melissa says that she loves Marty and she'll go away with him. And Marty kind of goes over and grabs her by the hair and pulls her into the ring and starts being a little physical with her. Now, good for her, she hauls off and slaps the taste out of Marty the Moth's mouth. I mean, she really clocked him pretty good. And then there was a couple more physical altercations. And the next thing you know, Melissa Santos does her best Enzo Amore impression. She does her best Bobby Hill impression. She kicks that dude right in his mothballs. Yes, Marty the Moth got kicked right in his mothballs, or as Juice likes to call them,
kicking in the Wachobee.
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 So shortly after that, Phoenix makes a return, gets to the top rope, does his move, does his splash on Martin, and Marty loses the match and now has to have his hair chopped off. How does it happen? Well, Marty leaves like he's not going to let him cut his hair. As he's going towards the stairwell, there is Mariposa at the top saying, "Come on, my brother, come to me and I will go away, my brother." And he gets to the top of the stairs, and she clocks him with a chair right in the head. As Marty falls down the steps, Mariposa pulls out handcuffs and handcuffs Marty to both sides of the guardrails on the stairwell. And Melissa and Phoenix get their revenge by cutting Marty the Moth's hair. Now, of course, you know, he was fighting him, but remember, he just got kicked in the mothballs. And he is not a happy camper, and they left some stripes on his head. It was a great match. And Martin, who listens to us every once in a while on our Turnbuckle Trash, Marty, what a great match. And incredible. I loved it. I loved it. And then Ultima Lucha 3 is continuing the next 2 weeks. You get a chance, you got to find it. Ultima Lucha 3. Lucha Underground is available on Netflix, the first two seasons. This is the third season. And there's some good word about Lucha Underground coming from Brian Alvarez of the Wrestling Observer. He says that season four is going to happen, that funding had been found for season four of Lucha Underground. There was a lot of question about whether Lucha Underground was going to be coming back for season four because of how much production costs are for that program. It is an incredible show. I really do enjoy it. I'm so glad to hear they've got the funding put together for season four, although they might have to find a way to kind of cut back. Maybe not as many episodes, maybe having a few less wrestlers. But season four of Lucha Underground looks like it is going to happen. TNA, Global Force, Impact, whatever they're calling it this week, we'll say Global Force this week, is getting ready for Bound for Glory. Their champion is none other than I love this guy, Eli Drake. You could call me a dummy anytime. Eli Drake, a great champion, and he's really starting to come into his own. Some of his promo work has just been awesome. On TV on the 5th of November, the show that they did, he was talking about Johnny Impact not being at the show. And then Johnny happens to show up and all hear Eli say, "I've got to go. I'll be right back." And so it's pretty funny stuff. But also a very accomplished wrestler, Eli Drake, is the champion. Victory Road was what they had 2 weeks ago. And there was a change in their tag team division as OVE, Ohio versus Everything, is the name of the tag team. A couple of brothers, they beat LAX. And now Conan and LAX are just going absolutely crazy. Be looking for that feud to continue. Also, the women's champion is Sienna. Sienna is getting ready for Bound for Glory. And this is going to be very interesting because Bound for Glory, the championship match, will be a fatal four-way. Sienna, the champion, is going to be joined in the ring by the legend Gail Kim. And Gail Kim has been saying she wanted to retire this year as the champion of the women's division in TNA. Now, not only is that going to happen in that match, but it's now a fatal four-way. And Taryn Terrell, who just, I she just cuts this promo of this kind of evil blonde, you know, so well. I think she just plays this character so well. She's going to be part of it. And then Allie comes out and she has this high squeaky voice saying, "I need to be a part of this." It was hilarious because every one of the other wrestlers were holding their ears because she has a really high squeaky voice. So that ought to be interesting. Coming up, Bound for Glory, the pay-per-view, is going to be happening then. Global Force is also having a bunch of cross promotions with Crash out of Mexico and also AAA. And they had a match on the Impact show on the 5th, October the 5th, which pitted Tejano and Phantasma against EC3 and James Storm. It was a great match. Be looking for more of that kind of feud going on very soon, too. So that's what's going on with Global Force, Impact, TNA, whatever they're calling it this week. Ring of Honor had a great television main event with the champion Cody taking on the heavy metal rebel and Frankie Kazarian. Kazarian has been a midline to upper management star for years. He was in TNA. He's really good friends with Christopher Daniels, and they're kind of on the villain side now, saying that they get no respect from the ROH fans, but it was a really good match. The two just put on a great show, Cody and Frankie Kazarian. Interference by Christopher Daniels. You knew that one was coming, but then the Bullet Club comes out with the villain, Marty Scurll, and Christopher Daniels getting into it. Eventually, the match was won by Cody, and he still is your ROH champion. Ring of Honor, Sinclair Broadcasting, they're doing something right. They have some great matches on their TV, so if you get a chance to watch Ring of Honor, you need to do that. Now, I think I said it in the last podcast, that the midline talent, the undercard talent, is not quite as talented as Impact. So, you know, I would still put overall Impact a little bit above ROH because the overall talent level seems to me, as a fan, seems to be better. But there's plenty of things out there. Destiny Wrestling, you can check out. Pacific Coast Wrestling, Independence in your area. I encourage you to do that. And it is a lot of fun to go to some of these indie shows. You just never know who's going to be showing up. I mean, sometimes these indie shows, they'll get one or two big-name stars to come in to do a show with them, and it's fun. I mean, that's the way I got to see Rey Mysterio, got to meet Rey Mysterio Jr. So check it out. Check out your indie promotions in your area. And coming up on Turnbuckle Trash, Chris on the Mat with Zane and Chris, talking about controversies in the WWE. Then coming up at the very end, we'll be talking Hell in the Cell. Juice and I make some predictions on Hell in the Cell. It's still to come on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
Hey, MSR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's
yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
I have a few places on the internet I go to.
Well, the one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling, you know, anything that's geeky that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No, it's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh!
Ooh, podcasting. You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm gonna go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.
It's Chris on the Match. Match.
I'm lost for words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
If a guy didn't get cracked open, he wasn't really wrestling.
Chris.
On the mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
Well, what do you know? It's my turn with Chris Evans. Dave is out for the count. Did you give him the 1-2-3, Chris, or what?
I gave him the stunner. It's all over with. He'll be here next time. Everything's going to be good. So what's been going on with you?
So, Chris, I guess is this our first time talking? I mean, we've messaged a lot, but...
This is going to be our first time speaking, which it's a true honor to talk to you because we've been wanting to do this for a while now.
Yeah, and Chris, I mean, you're like my brother from another mother that I've never met in person. So many things we have in common and so many things we agree on. And I've always told Dave before I even was, you know, friends with you on social media, I said, that Chris, he's a cool dude. And he's like, yeah, he's a good dude. He says, you need to meet here in person. So maybe one day we'll have that chance. But, I'm sure a lot of people see your videos on Facebook and stuff, and you're not one to hold back real much, are you?
Not anymore. I'm tired of the political correctness. It's it doesn't need to be anymore. If you really want to show people who you are, you've got to show them. Let's hold back. I can't do that no more. I show my true feelings, and if you don't like it, there's a delete button, or just don't talk to me.
Yeah, I agree, Chris. So, you've been pretty vocal on social media about a lot of things going on today, and with people making controversy out of things that aren't really that controversial. And so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. You know, professional wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it these days, you know, everybody has a different name for it. Sometimes, in order to get a good story going, you got to have a good guy and a bad guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes the bad guy comes out and says things that maybe he shouldn't say. Or should he say them? You tell me.
Well, if you want a good storyline, the heel needs to have something to bring up that will be, well, your father was a drunk or an alcoholic or a druggie. Bring something up about a family member or, you know, I used to hear you sold drugs somewhere or something like that. Right now, the PG era, they just don't want to step on toes. Back in the day, and you know this as well as I do, when Raw was going crazy, they brought up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Abortions to necrophiliacs, everything they could think of. Mm-hmm. But now it's, we can't do this.
So one thing I want to talk to you about, a couple of things that have happened in the past. One particular recently was, it was about 2 weeks ago, Jinder Mahal cut a promo, and he was talking about against Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm not a big fan of Shinsuke. I think you know that. I think Dave knows that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the entire world knows that. But, you know, he says, you know, on there some things that I guess some people took offense to, and the audience starts chanting, that was too far. That's too far. And I went back and I listened to it like twice, and I was like, that wasn't really that bad. I mean, I've seen a lot worse in the WWE,
mm-hmm.
back in the Attitude Era, and even in the,
mm-hmm.
you know, even in the 80s and things like that, there was a lot worse than making fun of Jinder Mahal and comparing him to Mr. Miyagi. So tell me what you think about that. And the WWE did release a statement, and they, because the Washington Post reported that how racist it was and how fans were disapproving of it, and WWE released a statement that basically said that, you know, they're a fictional character and sometimes things get brought up and you know, they didn't really apologize, but they did address the situation. So, I don't know. What do you think?
They addressed it, but, I mean, if you're going to get offended by a name of Mr. Miyagi and people are going to get offended by a name of Mr. Miyagi, good Lord, come on. That would be like handing Jack the Ripper a pair of scissors and say, please don't cut anybody. I mean, come on. It wasn't that offensive. Yeah, the man's Oriental. So what? You can't take that. Too bad. That's how you get a storyline going. He wants to bring it up. I don't know why people are so sensitive these days. It doesn't make it back. It wasn't like that back then. Everybody thought a storyline, if you brought something up so badly that would make a person get upset or make the fans go, well, I've got to tune in next week to see what Nakamura does. No, that's not how it went. And I just don't understand with the political correctness of Raw, SmackDown. It just doesn't make any sense. And now all these fans are so butthurt over stuff. It's sickening now. It's very sickening. So I liked what he did, but some people just can't take it. And it'll probably always be like that now.
Another thing was, I think it's probably been a couple of years ago now, when Rusev was climbing the ladder and he was pretty popular, and, you know, before they marketed him as the Bulgarian Brute when he was, you know, from Russia, the Big Show tore down the Russian flag, you know, and he had to come out later the next week and issue an apology. So my comparison, though, Chris, and I'm going to ask you this, we couldn't take the Russian flag down, but as you recall, the John Cena versus Rusev pay-per-view with the American flag and the Bulgarian flag, and here they are stomping all over the American flag, throwing it on the ground, and nobody seemed to care, really. And I honestly, I was more offended by that than Jinder Mahal's comments.
Yeah, but you don't do that to a flag. You don't do that to our flag. That's a very sacred piece of cloth. And when it happened, I'm surprised that a lot of people didn't try to climb over the barracks and grab the flag. I thought it was very offensive. I didn't like it myself. That's our nation's flag, and it shouldn't have been treated like that. And it's getting to the point now to where the American flag is being desecrated like it is. It's being treated like a piece of toilet paper. I never got to see what really happened on that pay-per-view, but I got to see it a little bit on YouTube. When I saw the flag hit the ground, I would just cringe. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you allowing this?
So let's rewind for a minute. Let's go back in time, you know, back to the Attitude Era. I mean, you know, Val Venus, Venus angle. I mean, you know, there was several, the R-rated superstar Edge, you know, basically him grinding on Lita right in the ring, you know, Lita dressed in lingerie and
you had the hoe train and.
Yeah, the hoe train, and what has happened? Why all of a sudden is everybody so upset over everything when 15 years ago, 20 years ago in the WWE, which, Chris, it seems like a long time ago, but it really hasn't been that long ago, and we just have all of a sudden forgot about the Attitude Era. I mean, D-Generation X with their suck it comments, and I don't even know.
It's all disappeared because that's the way Vince wanted it. Vince saw that it was selling, and then he realized, hey, the WWE is really for kids, so we need to knock this back a little bit more. It's for the children. But come on, the WWE was so hot back then. I mean, the Monday Night Wars, you wanted to tune in every Monday night to see what Stone Cold, what Vince was going to do, what D-Generation X was going to do. But now I hardly ever watch it because it's like it's going to be the same crap again and again and again. Same matches, same, we can't cuss, we can't have blood, we can't hit you over the head with a chair 15 times. No, sorry. It's getting to the point to where I really watch Ring of Honor. At least they can go for it. They'll break the fourth wall a little bit. But I don't know what's wrong with WWE. They've just gone from this smash-mouth company to let's have everyone in fairy dust and everybody will be nice and happy with the little cupcakes. We'll be okay. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't fly.